This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio. We're so glad you chose to join us today. And if you didn't choose to join us and you just happened across the dial, stay with us. You'll be glad you did. This is WDCX, and I'm Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy here on Christ Together Radio. We co-host every week as we bring you stories and things that are going on in the Western New York community as God is on the move, and we believe the gospel shines forward in so many different ways. And one of the actually three different buckets that we talk about every week, and usually the people we have on kind of fit into this. These areas are church planting or God beginning new things and new works with church communities. Church partnership as we come together, urban, suburban, urban and urban, suburban and suburban, everybody working together for the sake of the gospel as we can agree on, you know, the main things is the gospel and develop that through our church partnerships. And then mobilizing everyday people to be the hands and feet of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you likely fit into one of those categories, or all of them, if you're listening to this show. And so hopefully it's an encouragement to you, and it has been as you've been listening here on Saturdays or Sundays to Christ Together Radio. So, Ryan, another week.
Another week, and I'm looking forward to continuing this. I feel like, man, we had a really great hour of radio last week with Art Hall, pastor of the Journey Church on Bailey on the east side there. And I just can't wait to dive back into the conversation. I know we mentioned this in last week's episode, but, you know, it's really a privilege, and it's an incredible learning experience to walk in friendship with someone planting or starting a new work, opening a new work in an urban environment, because it's, you know, you are hit immediately with the holistic implications of the gospel right away, the economy, education, systemic issues, financial issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, and oh, by the way, we've got to have church. You know, it's. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And yet, if we're really serious about wanting to reach every man, woman, and child, and we're wanting to walk in partnership with brothers and sisters in different contexts, suburban, urban, and rural, we got to have this conversation. And we can't have one-off conversations. Mm-hmm. We've got to continuously have this conversation many times. And so, Art, just thankful that you're back in studio this week.
I appreciate it.
Grateful for you. Yeah. And I'm just excited to continue to be honest, to continue to learn in another hour of radio. Just grateful for your presence.
Amen. Yeah. You know, Ryan, you mentioned earlier on last week in the broadcast that when you start thinking about all the things you mentioned there, which I can't even remember half of them, it begins to kind of short circuit your mind. Like, how in the world can anybody tackle all of these things? And I think the secret is, well, no one's going to if no one tries. And so you have to begin somewhere. You have to at least start caring about it. Start having, I think the biggest thing is having conversations. Mm-hmm. And if you're not having conversations, then you're not in the game. Yeah. I think we're speaking more of church leaders when we talk in those terms. But if you're just a person that goes to a suburban church and you're just kind of doing your thing, you're working and raising a family, put this on your radar screen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put urban issues and renewal and caring about your brothers and sisters on your radar screen. Look, I get it. I'm a kind of a suburban, almost semi, really a rural kind of guy. And this, I'll admit, has not always been on my radar screen. And I think a lot of your brothers and sisters from the inner city say it's because it doesn't need to be. And it doesn't. I mean, you can just live your life and live in your own little world and not think about people next door that need help and whatever. And it needs to be on your radar screen. So listen, take the next hour and listen to Art. Mm-hmm. I've met Art and Shep and just some other guys just doing great work in the city. And I love these guys. Like, I really love these guys. Mm-hmm. And I think you will too. I think sometimes we just have to give people that we don't run into every day a chance to just get to know their hearts. I think it'll change you. It'll at least make you aware of things and maybe hopefully change your prayer life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just to piggyback on that, I know we just got a little bit of time left in our first segment, but, you know, this was, to be honest, this was the story that the Lord did in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 5 years ago that, you know, I live at Bailey in Maine, that area, And I remember just going, I don't know that I've really ever spent time south of South Campus on Bailey. Mm-hmm. You know, I went there as a graduate student, took a few statistics exams at South Campus. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, I just thought, I'm going to explore the east side of Buffalo because I knew the west side. I knew the north side. I knew the first ward. I knew Sloan. But I was like, I'd never really been down the east side. And I just began driving and praying. And I felt like, man, if the churches are going to work together, we got to this is an undiscovered part of town, meaning we haven't walked in relation with anybody here. Mm-hmm. And so I just began to pray, and it just began clearly the Lord was speaking to me, Ryan, just ask for me to help you build a relationship with one person. Start there. Mm-hmm. And by God's grace, he introduced me to Pastor Jeff Carter, yeah. Who has give me some learning over the years, quite a bit. But that proceeded to introduce me to Jason Drayton, Andre Clark, Vincent Clark,
yeah.
Leadership at the Buffalo Urban League. I mean, just a variety of different partnerships that I'm continuously grateful for. Pastor Jeff Horde, just a great Kojic pastor there. Yeah. And so just grateful.
Yeah,
prayer is a big part
really
of it.
It really is great. Well, you're listening to Christ Together Radio. I want you to stick around to hear from Pastor Art Hall. I'm Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy today, and if one of us is quiet for a little while, you'll know that we have a plate of brownies, cookies, and some other various assortments in the studio this week. It's, I don't know, tis the season, I guess, and we're gonna be eating and talking. Yeah. So grab your coffee and your whatever, your bagel or whatever you're doing today, and join us as we talk about God on mission, particularly on the east side, but also just what God has done in Pastor Art Hall's life. We'll be right back.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on his mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy. We co-host Christ Together Radio every week here on WDCX. We're going to have a kind of a quick segment. We're going to move quickly. We're going to go, as Ryan says, we're going to go to Orlando and back to Buffalo in 14 minutes. And so we want you to just stay tuned, buckle your seatbelt because we're going to go fast and listen to the story of Pastor Art Hall. If you haven't heard, by the way, just real quick, if you haven't heard last week's episode, if you didn't get it, check it out online at wdsexradio.com. Go to Christ Together Radio, listen to it, because you're going to get a really cool story and a lot of information about Pastor Art Hall, a really fascinating story about God's work. So, Pastor Art, you are you graduate as a graduate student from UB.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your life take you?
I became, at that time, the program and executive director at the Martha Mitchell Community Center, which is right in the heart of Kenfield Langfield, dealt with a lot of things there. So I transitioned after... grew up in the Friendship Baptist Church, transitioned from Friendship to True Bethel right around the time my pastor, A.C. Ware, had passed away. And then we transitioned. And so I sat under Pastor Darius Pridgen at the time for about 4 years, and then I was licensed into ministry. It was around that time where God began to give me, I'm working as a director and at True Bethel, where God really began to give me a burden for the east side. As an executive director, I felt like a pastor. So many people coming in with so many different things, different issues, you know. And instead of having an event, you know, it's, hey, we're talking about, you know, I got to make a decision, you know, whether to, you know, pay the light bill or put food on the table, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, and you try to your best to just sit and listen. You know, here I am, this 24, 25-year-old kid, you know, executive director dealing with these things. So at the time, my wife and I now, we were dating, and her family was in the process of making a transition to Florida, and then that ceased. But then she ended up enrolling at the University of Central Florida to pursue her master's degree. I was finished with my master's. I was director of a community center. I owned, my business partner and I owned a property management business. It was doing very well. And the Lord began to put this burden on my heart for a church. This is 2003, 2004, you know, burden. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, oh my goodness, you know, for what? You know, this is not something that I signed up to do. You know, I got my degree in planning. Let's do that. I wanted to be a developer, you know.
Well, the plan is you're going to plant a church.
You know, and I'm looking at this. So I'm driving up Genesee Street. And I, you know, get the burden and the vision for this location. I'm thinking to myself, you know, okay, you know, I don't know who you're going to get to do this, but whoever does it, God bless them. You know, it won't be me. Not long after that, a turning point, I was in my mom's house and my mom said, hey, I want you to read this book. She gave me this book and it was Who Moved My Cheese? Mm. And I was the mouse in the book. I can't remember. I think it was Ham. I was the mouse in the book that didn't want to leave the cave. I kind of wanted to stay, but I wanted to explore what was out there, wanted to stay. And then God made the decision and opened the door for me to transition to Orlando, Florida. My wife and I got married. She was there. I put the book down. I packed up. And I said, I'm going to Florida. You know? Didn't know anyone in Florida. Didn't have family. The church that I went to, and there's so much to this, but the church that I initially went to was the Life Center Church in Eatonville, Florida, mm-hmm. oldest African-American municipality in the country. And I sat up under a man by the name of Bishop Ronald Kimball. And that's where I began. I started as a Christian education director. That's a whole story in itself, how that happened. A Christian education director. I authored curriculum. I trained the pastors and the leaders. Bishop Kimball wanted a institution. And so we partnered with Belhaven University, who was there. Normally located in Mississippi, they had a campus in Orlando. And so we partnered with them. I did leadership development conferences, transformational leadership conferences, training pastors and leaders. And here I am, you know, this kid, you know, who just transitioned to Florida, doing all of this stuff over the course of time. And Bishop Kimball was very, very instrumental. He was the man that God sent me to out of all of this, you know, all the way to Florida. And I sat under this man for about 8 or 9 years during my time, you know, there at Florida. And taught me a lot, taught me how to develop leaders, taught me so much. Even to this day, you know, he's, you know, we still carry conversation. I'm still very much connected to him. So I spend time there. I start work at the Orange County government as a senior planner. And I was over a program entitled Safe Neighborhoods, which was a funding that Orange County had for neighborhoods that were on a decline. You know, that needed to come back to, you know, kind of the tipping point.
What off of Colonial and Goldenrod.
Yes. You know, Goldenrod over in East Orlando, yeah. You know, Tildenville, yeah. You know, and some of the other neighborhoods, Pine Hills, mm-hmm. You know, and dealt with a lot of the same issues that, you know, we dealt with here, mm-hmm. just in the South. Mm-hmm. Not long after that, Bishop Kimball had taken a sabbatical and we were still doing some of the things, but then the Lord began to transition also into a different direction where we were kind of in between. My son started playing basketball in his league and, you know, it was by this church, First Baptist Church of Central Florida. And I said, you know, his teacher was a part of it. Hey, he's athletic. He should play. I said, okay, he's playing. And then I get there, and everything is just set up. It's a campus. It's huge. You know, yeah. It's gigantic, ginormous, as we would say. You know, and, you know, looking at this, and I say, well, you know, if you're going to play basketball, you know, I need to learn a little bit more about it. They asked me to coach. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I need to look up and learn. So I started looking into it, and the Lord really began to, you know, make that transition after about 9 years, you know, 8 or 9 years of being at the Life Center Church. And there were some things that were transitioning there. So the Lord led my family and I to First Baptist Central Florida, which is now the Church at the Cross, Orlando, a DBA name. And there, you know, I had a lot of time, you know, just sitting and listening. I started my seminary studies when I was at the Life Center Church at the Reformed Theological Seminary. Mm-hmm. I got a scholarship through the Reformed Blacks of America, mm-hmm. you know, to pursue my seminary studies. I said, you know, if I'm going to be here teaching mm-hmm. and training people who already have Masters of Divinities, Masters of Theology, Doctorate of Divinity, mm-hmm. you know, I need some training, you know. And this was something that Bishop Kimball was very instrumental in doing with that. So, at any rate, so here I am. Some things happened there. And I'm just learning. You know, I'm sitting, I'm a part of a life group, you know, young couples life group, and it's so instrumental in doing things. I'm a part of, you know, and I'm just a student, you know, just soaking it all in, learning. I transitioned from the Reformed Theological Seminary to the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, which I'm still a student.
We know some people that went there.
We know some people that went to both of those places.
Yes, exactly. I know some people that teach it.
Yeah.
So we're there, you know, and at the Orlando Campus Extension. Then, you know, long story short, some doors began to close in Florida. And, I had my son Hezekiah, and like we talked about earlier, he grew up in Disney. I had a friend, you know, several friends, people, it's kind of common down there that work at Disney.
Yeah.
And we used to follow him to work. He would invite all the time, you know, hey, you coming with me to work? We'd follow the work and he'd, you know, get us in with the passes and universal passes. We go to any theme park we wanted to. So that, my son grew up in that, you know. So we transition to Buffalo.
And back and to the Belo you go.
You know, transition to Buffalo and we go to Darien Lake and he's just like, Dad, really?
Seriously?
Dad. Dad.
Where's the real park? Is this the kids one or what?
You know, that's all I hear. Dad. I was like, okay, all right. But he enjoys it. He enjoys it. He adapts very well. Some things began to close and then opportunities began to open back here in Buffalo. Now, while I'm in Florida, every winter we would come back for the holidays, Christmas, New Year. So it wasn't like we were totally disconnected. It wasn't like my son didn't know family. You know, we were here. And I kept up with a lot that was going on through Facebook and other websites, you know, that I would keep up with a lot of development that was going on. And I would tell my wife, I say, hey, what if God, you know, send us back to Buffalo? She would tell me, God wouldn't do that. Don't talk to me about coming back to no Buffalo. I'm not leaving, you know. And I said to myself, I said, God, if you're leading me back, I know the confirmation will be through my wife. And one day she came, she said, you know, there's a lot going on in Buffalo. I wouldn't mind going back. And I said,
what?
You know, yeah. We got something going on here. So that just happened. There was an opportunity that opened with the city. There's some relationships that I had. I was kind of recruited back. And the funny part about it was I had secured employment and inquired about, you know, my wife. And actually didn't inquire about my wife, but they said, hey, listen, you know, there's a position we've been trying to fill for 2 years. You know, hadn't had an opportunity to do that. What about this? And I said, you know, my wife has this skill set and she was able to secure. So it was, it's, and God. So many things.
So cool.
In lieu of that.
There's so many lessons there.
So many different things in lieu of that, that transpired.
Like waiting on God's timing, listening to his calling. Like there's so many things that we could learn.
So many different things. And we ended up transitioning back home December 2015.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's some little white dude in Buffalo praying, Lord, we have no partnerships.
Yeah.
We need to have planters come back that want to plant in the city that are from Western New York. Would you please bring some people home?
And that was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was me.
He's praying
for that's what's so crazy about it. It's like, I don't know the other side of it. And I pray that people that are listening understand that our God answers prayer.
Yeah.
You know, not for me, but rather to look at it and just go, one of the things facing the church, God, is we need to walk in deeper relationship across these lines. Help us. And it was a few months later, you know, we're talking and I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I think it's really important here to not underscore the value of God's timing this and being patient for that. Because what could happen if Ryan from a suburban church says, we've got to reach these people over here, and we've got to do it now. Like we got to get, and then all of a sudden we take a parachute type plant where somebody from the suburban area goes in and says, "Well, I'm going to start a church over here."
Yeah.
And all the while, God is working in Art Hall's life to bring somebody who grew up and knows the culture, knows it, can interact and actually community develop, and it's such wow saves years and years and years of work. just because we wait on God's timing to bring the right guy back. And it's really, really huge lesson there. So you're back in Buffalo and going to start a church.
Back in Buffalo.
You got a minute left.
So the funny part,
by the way,
about
you
it,
got us back to, got, from Orlando to Buffalo.
To Buffalo.
We're
back. So I'm hired at the City of Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency as a community planner. And, oh, by the way, our, you know, what we're going to do is we need to build some relationships. So we're going to make you the community planner. We're going to give you the east side, you know, if you can cultivate that area. Yeah. So that's how. And
so,
and
so all that sovereignty of God training at Reformed Theological came true. I'm just teasing. Okay. I'm just teasing.
All the five pointers out there going,
see how it goes?
Oh, my goodness. And so that's how it happened. So I ended up on the east side, and I said, this is funny. This is funny. You know.
It's great.
This is amazing.
That is great. And what are you? I want to ask someone driving along today, someone listening to the broadcast. What are you waiting on God for? What are you? Are you not waiting on God's timing, or are you ahead of Him? And it's so important to not be either or, and just to let God speak. And I think we can't underscore, Art, that you said, Lord, if you want me to do this, you're going to work through my wife, because right now she doesn't want to do this, and if you change her, then I'll know that you're in it. Yeah. And I think stuff like that, man. And then once she says, you know, what about Buffalo? For you to say, okay, we're ready.
It was me too. Yeah. I said, I'm not leaving. Yeah. It was me too. It was a lot of things, man.
And sometimes he does want you to stay, and sometimes he wants you to go. Yeah. And that's always the big question, right? Yeah. Well, sometimes just wait on his timing, and he'll make it clear to you.
That's it.
And sometimes when he makes it clear to you, like, don't be a dunce. Like, see it and follow him and go. Yeah. Go for it. So anyway, Art, it's great to hear that part of your story, and we'll get into more now about your church and kind of what your plans are, what your hopes are and dreams, and kind of how things are going with the whole community development aspect of what you're doing.
Awesome.
So you're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson, sitting alongside Ryan Cozy. We'll be right back.
Some say Ryan Cozy has a face for radio. Others say he's the lead candidate for Mr. January in the Christ Together Network Pastor's Calendar. I'm so confused.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. We're so happy you have chose to tune into WDCX today and listen to Christ Together Radio. Check us out every week, 9 a.m. on Saturdays, noon on Sundays, or online at WDCXradio.com. Click on Christ Together Radio. Check out past episodes, or just send us an email. I don't think I've mentioned that in a while. You can send us an email if you know of something that we don't know or understand that's going on. We'd love to know about it and talk about it. Today, joining us in studio, joining Ryan Cozy and myself in studio, is Pastor Art Hall, pastor of the Journey Church right here on Bailey Avenue in Buffalo. And just a really fascinating story. If you've missed it, I'm sorry. Check it back out. Check out the past episodes online and listen to it, because it's a fascinating story. Art's a great guest, and just tells a really articulate on how the story unfolds for him. So, Ryan, it's been great having him.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to take these last two segments, Art, just to really give you an opportunity to talk about Journey Church.
Sure.
And, obviously you come back to Buffalo. Mm. God provides in an amazing way. He provides employment for you. He provides employment for your wife, your kids. I know you mentioned Hezekiah is really good at adjusting and adapting, so that's great. Walk us through how you get to a point where you say, Lord, I'm going to open a new work. What did that look like, and what has it been like for you?
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the vision that the Lord gave before I left, and really just picking up with that. It was Him showing what He wanted. And, like I mentioned, I was the last person to do that. But nevertheless, coming back, one of the things my pastor in Florida asked, he said, are you going to, start that church you were talking about? And I said, we're in prayer about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't come back with the gung-ho, the, hey, this is what we're going to do. Let's kind of look at, the lay of the land and things of that sort. We began to do, there were some things that transpired back in Florida that there was a lesson I was teaching for one of our life groups. And it was coming from Genesis 12, talking about Abram, get away from your father, your kindred, and go to a land that I will show you. And that message was preached three consecutive Sundays in lieu of me teaching that class. And it was just such an opportunity, and God spoke through that. And so, coming back and looking at things, I wanted to just come back, work, and, kind of get the lay of the land. But the same burden that the Lord had back in 2003, 2004 rekindled itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that same burden, passion, you know, again. And I knew, and I said, well, God, you're going to have to speak and see what, I've never done anything like this before.
Right.
I've never been a part of any new church. I've done a business. I have several businesses. I was a, you know, had a real estate business in Florida. I was property manager here before I left. So I kind of had the entrepreneurial, you know, thing, you know, going, but never did anything like a church. So we started, you know, God gave me a vision for a small interactive Bible fellowship that I named Life Chat. You know, we did it at, started at Empty Cup, you know, one of the coffee shops that are over on the east side of Buffalo. And it did well. You know, we got some people who came from the community. We let people know. I didn't put out a blast or anything like that. So we got to a point where we were able to grow and transition over to the Resource Council over in
Ferry.
Over on East Ferry Street. And we started doing some things there. And that's where I met, you know, Terry King and Saving Grace Ministries and, you know, things of that sort. So the whole time I'm living two lives, you know, I'm a planner by day. I'm engaging the communities, rekindling a lot of relationships, but at the same time, meeting new and learning new people and new relationships. It's been 10 plus years since I've been gone. And, you know, Buffalo has made quite a transition. So I had to learn some new things and I had to humble myself to do that. So, you know, in all of the, you know, renaissance that's going on and all of what is transpiring in the city, there are new issues, you know, that have arisen, you know, the issues such as gentrification, which is not just seen now as, you know, people infiltrating into the neighborhoods. And there's a whole misconception about gentrification. Gentrification is change. When you have the elements of displacement that are in the context of this change, those are the things that we need to worry about. And there has been just that. But gentrification now is seen in so many different contexts. You know, you're in a neighborhood, you're in the Fruit Belt, or you're in Humboldt Park or Hamlin Park. You know, I remember what it used to be like. Now to see someone walking their dog or jogging with headphones and, you know, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, so it's little things like that that individuals start to, you know, oh my goodness, you know, we've never seen this. What does this change? And church planting has failed within that context as well. You know, you have a suburban church that wants to come and plant a church in the urban. Well, what is this? You know, now what, your members are coming, you're going to buy homes, you're going to buy up land and property, you want to live near the church. Or, this is just what's different than the gentrification of a developer coming and doing, you know, a multi-housing, single-family housing within one of our neighborhoods. They're doing the same thing. They're buying up land. They're taking a church. They're taking over, repurposing another building. What's the difference? You know, so you have these conversations, you know. And I bless God that one of the things that I have been able to have a conversation with a lot of the community groups that I engage out there is they know me. They remember, you know, oh no, this is our, I have family that live in these neighborhoods, you know, so it's not like I'm this outsider. That's why I'm very reluctant to use, even though, you know, we use it for understanding, but I'm very, very reluctant to use church plant. You know, I'm not a relocator. I'm a returner. You know, if we talk about, you know, and we get into it, Christian Community Development Association terms, I'm a returner. And I'm planting in the 14211 zip code, which is the same zip code that I grew up in, the same zip code that I started my grassroots work in, the same zip code where I took the work that I was doing as an urban planner at UB and tried to implement to make better, the same zip code. All of this has transpired in the zip code. And the funny part about it is, my wife and I last year, we purchased our home and we were looking all over the city of Buffalo. I either wanted to be in Hamlin Park or I wanted to be in University District. We were looking here and there, here and there. And the Lord opened the door and we were, it was a bidding war, you know. And looking for a house, you know, you put a bid on a house, it's going to be $20,000-$30,000 more. That's what we were up against. We found a house that was a foreclosure and purchased, and there were no other bidders. And the house is in the 14211 zip code. How does this happen?
Yeah.
You know, so this is, you know, all of the things that have transpired, you know, since being back. And the thing that helps is the same groups, community, block clubs, coalitions, associations that I engage with on a daily with the job is the same that I engage with the church.
Yeah. So I know for some of our listeners, they're like, okay, so a new work gets started in this zip code where you're from, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you get a home in the zip code where you're from, right? You find space for your church where you're from.
Yeah.
What can the church do? Mm. What when you look at the expression of the bride that God has entrusted you with?
Yeah.
And says, you know, Art, I want you to lead. I want the church to be a representative in this way.
Yeah.
Help our listening audience understand, what is that church going to do in that neighborhood? What does that look like?
Jesus met the woman at the well and had a conversation. And it was she was a Samaritan. And he had a conversation. You know, he asked her for a drink. And she knew that that conversation wasn't supposed to transpire. But he knew something about her that would cause her to be drawn to him. And that's what we have to do. We have to meet people where they are. Mm. And we have to engage and have conversations and meet the need. Even all throughout Jesus's ministry, you look and see that he ministered to people. He spoke parables. He trained his disciples. He healed the sick. He did all of these wonderful miracles for these people. But there's one thing that he did that caused the crowd to stay other than the teaching. He fed them. Mm. He fed them. He loved them.
Good.
And he fed them. He fed them fish. He fed them bread. They ate. And I think we can't spiritualize everything. You know, I hear individuals say, oh my goodness, you know, we just need a heart for the people on the east side. I understand you may have a sympathy, but until you lived in it, until you have been a part of it, you know, it's different. It's very, very different. I think there's only one person that would qualify to say, I don't want to go live amongst those people. I can do whatever I can do from where I am. And that was God himself. Mm-hmm. But he laid aside his deity and he took on the form of a bondservant and he came and dwelt among us. He lived with us.
Yeah.
He was here.
Yeah.
He wanted the people to get to know God himself through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we talk about a church plant, the first thing I typically ask is, do you live in the area where you're going to plant? Mm-hmm. Do you know these people? Do you know the smell of the sheep? Mm-hmm. Are you around these people? You know, and I think that comes with, you know, being very effective as far as how we minister, how we, mm-hmm. you know, comfort and care, how we lead, you know, as shepherds, mm-hmm. is being around the sheep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's interesting when you were talking about you know, there's one person that could say, I'm not going to go hang out with these people. I'm not going to dwell among them. I think about Peterson's paraphrase of the Message when he talks about how the word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. That's how it translates, you know, from Peterson's Message.
Yeah.
And it's just a powerful, I mean, that's a good word, Art, you know, just the ability to know the context, to be in the context, in your case, to be from the context. Learning some new things. It's been 10 years, right?
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you know the ethos of this neighborhood.
Yeah.
You've been here. You are the neighborhood. You know, you're connected to it.
Yeah.
I think there's some incredibly deep lessons there. And it also speaks to the reality of you got to walk in relationship with the people that you've been called to love. And it's super insightful, you know, and I hope our listeners get like, I hear the same thing as well. Like, well, we just need to have a heart for the people in this area. We need to have a... Well, man, one of the first questions I know when we do with with CPI, which is our kind of the church planting or opening a new work arm of the Church of Western New York, is very first question, like, how did God break your heart for the people that you're called to be among? Mm-hmm. And you learn a lot about someone when you ask that question, when you're face-to-face. Tell me about the time God broke your heart for the people that you're called to serve.
Yeah,
That's a question. If you're not prepared for it, it's very clear you're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why we like that question.
Yeah.
You know, because like you can just talk to someone who, and they may not necessarily be from there, but they're moving into there.
Yeah.
You can tell when it's all on them. Like I have to do this. If I'm not doing this, I'm disobeying what God is telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of people that we're asking for the Lord to raise up, to take a geographic responsibility for people that they love, for people that they long to see come to know Jesus, that are far from him now, but are not beyond his irresistible grace. And it just, it's clear that the Lord has brought you back.
Amen. And
he's using you in that capacity. I love it, man. I'm just super thankful.
And as we end this segment, Ryan, we don't want to underscore the responsibility of the people of Western New York, people listening to this program, to pray for those who are called to that, and those who answer those questions with, I am, like Pastor Art, who are jumping into the East Side, coming back to it and saying, I want to change, I want to make a difference holistically with the gospel. We call it practical theology. It's our theology played out in our practical daily life to where it impacts a region. We can't just say, hey, man, that's great. I'm glad you're doing that. Way to go, and pat him on the back. No, we need to get in prayer, and our hearts need to break. Maybe not in a way where we plant a church there, but for him, for what he's doing, and really hold him up in prayer. And hopefully you'll make Pastor Art Hall and the Journey Church a part of your prayer life. We have one more segment left here on Christ Together Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Remember when R2-D2 had a special message for Obi-Wan? Well, the gospel is kind of like that, but it's not a secret, and it's from God, and it's life-changing, and, well, okay, so it's nothing like that, but it's really awesome, and God is doing great things in Western New York. Here's Ryan Cozy and Brett Larson.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Thanks for joining us today as Pastor Art Hall joins us in studio. He's pastor of the Journey Church and Bailey Avenue right here in Buffalo. As always, Pastor Ryan Cozy and myself, Brett Larson, also joining you in studio, as we do every week, and hopefully you've been touched by just kind of listening to what God is doing in Western New York, particularly over on the East Side, as Pastor Art has Journey Church right down on Bailey Avenue and just ministering to those people around there. He's a local guy that's come home to reach those whom he's grown up with and in the community that he's grown up with. The God that broke his heart, and probably you never didn't have a heart for that. It's just He touched your heart to come back and do a church work in that area.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, I think we wanted to close with some questions about Journey Church and just what it means and how people can get engaged.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime there's a new work that's begun and we have the opportunity to put that on display for the time we have, a couple of things that we're really passionate about. One is if God may be moving in the hearts of people listening, going, man, I'm from that neighborhood, or I might not be from that neighborhood, but I want to help. What's a way to help? Because you know, one of the things we don't want to do is we don't want to do harm when we think we're doing good, because that may not be the best thing for that community, right?
Sure.
So Art, you know, in this last segment, what do you want people to know about Journey Church right now?
Yeah.
And what are ways that they can get involved very tangibly with the work of the ministry that God's called you to do?
That's awesome. So I think first is starting with the mission for the Journey, which is, you know, we seek to evangelize the lost while empowering the believer to understand their purpose in Christ, to prepare them to live for Christ, that they may walk in power with Christ. And part of that is a big discipleship, you know. There are a lot of individuals, and I experienced a good portion of my life that just, what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, so understanding purpose, doing things with purpose. God created the earth and all of the universe and all of the celestial creation with a purpose, was strategic and structured. And a lot of what we do, you know, having purpose and understanding and finding purpose. So. And one of the things is the scripture that I like to have this based on is actually Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future." This is the heart of the Journey. We are a community church with a global vision, and reaching those individuals that are right there within that Schiller Park neighborhood. Cultivating that, building relationships there. So I think one thing that's important is there's always a need for resources. You know, any kind of, you know, church plant, whether it be a new work, that's what I got to call it.
Yeah.
Whether it be a new work, whether it be a business, you know, they're always. So we look for partners to partner in three ways. The first is a prayer partner. You know, we always want to ensure that, you know, those who pray that they keep us in the prayers, put us on your prayer list, pray that the Lord send laborers, pray that the Lord sends individuals who are committed, you know, to the call, and pray that the Lord send individuals who, you know, like you have Moses, God gave Moses, you know, in Exodus, the charge to build the sanctuary, but then provided him all of the people and resources that was needed in order to get it done, skilled individuals with fabrics and metalsmiths, you know, in order to complete
to do it right.
that task, to do it right. So prayer. Number two, the partners that we also look for are partners who, what we call support partners. There are events and things that we do. We go into the community a lot. We do prayer walks. We do lit drops. We're going to be doing this for the upcoming New Year's Eve service. If there's churches out there that say, hey, listen, I'd love to come and help pass out flyers, or, you know, when you guys do your event over in Schiller Park, you know, I'd love to be there to help set up a bounce house or take a bounce house down or come and barbecue. You know, yeah, if you're going to eat, you got to help. You know, you can't come and eat chicken and ribs, and you got to do some work, man. So you know, yeah, you're gonna eat, you know, we gotta work. So we have support partners, even if it's just adding capacity. You know, there's things that we're gonna be doing in the summer that, you know, we'll be reaching out to partners. I have an individual that, you know, you can call to help reach out to partners. And then the third type of partner is a financial partner. We say, hey, you know, I don't know much about this. I have a heart. You know, maybe someday I'd like to sit down, you know, with Art and talk to him about some things that's going on. In the meantime, I just feel led of the Lord, the church, to bless him with, you know, maybe a one-time gift, you know, for the year, you know, or maybe, you know, I want to be committed to a monthly gift, you know, or maybe we need to sit down and see if there's a ministry that they're looking to establish with another partner, maybe fund that ministry. Mm-hmm. We don't know, you know, but those are the three types of ways individuals can get involved with the journey.
So to that end, if someone is feeling led to do it, and this happens, I want to financially come on the team.
Yeah.
How do they do that? Who are you partnered with, and where can the gifts go?
Yeah. So right now we have services at Saving Grace Ministries, which is 2025 Bailey Avenue. We're using space. You can send the gift there. Attention, The Journey Church, 2025 Bailey Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14211. Don't forget the 14211. Attention Pastor Art or Attention Journey Church. You can do it that way, or you can do it via email, and I'll put my email out there. It is my name, arthur.hall.jr@gmail.com. And they can correspond with me, and I can give them more information on where to send it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It is great. And hopefully, you know, if you're listening to Christ Together Radio and you're maybe a regular listener or just picking it up for the first time, you were touched in different ways by finding out what God is doing through Pastor Art and just hearing his journey. And again, it plays into kind of the whole theme of Christ Together Radio, that we know God is working in new and different ways. And just to watch how God has moved in Art's life and how it's brought him back to his town. Again, it's God moving and Pastor Art. It's not a work of Pastor Art. It's God moving, and we're just listening and finding out where he's at work. And he happens to be at work in the city of Buffalo. And Pastor Art, sensing that and knowing that, follow God's call for that. And Pastor Art, I think there was one more thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, I almost forgot, and I'll tell people to do this all the time. Go and like our Facebook page, and you can find it. In any search bar, if you just go to @thejourney4buffalo, and it'll just take you right to our search page.
So your kind of handle is the @ symbol and then the journey four.
The number four. @thejourney4buffalo.
@thejourneyforbuffalo.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, awesome. And we want to thank you too for being on the air with us today.
Appreciate it.
I know, you know, it takes time to out of your day to come down here and be on the air. And so. We're really, really thankful for that. And, you know, we're going to continue to pray for Journey Church too, Ryan. And I know I've been encouraged because there's a number of new things. I mean, not that you're new to the East Side, but we call them new works, right?
Yeah.
New things that God is doing. And it goes to the scripture, behold, I'm doing a new thing.
Yeah.
And it's not new in its theology or even in its praxis per se, but it's new, and that it's a new birth. It's a new, fresh, new start, and his mercies are new every morning, right? Yeah. So it's just, I love the fresh start and the ability to go and bring people in for a new and different thing.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate too, like this is maybe for our listeners, just the hopefully the help in appreciating and understanding that when God brings someone back, when they return, you know, we talk about relocators, remainers, and returners. You know, there's just this aspect of God has given Art such an experience of going away and coming back, and I'm sure there's things that he probably just loves being back. You know, like the food culture of Buffalo is pretty stinking good.
Amen.
You know, he was showing us a picture of
the chain foods in Orlando.
Yeah, he was showing us some pictures of some local cheesesteaks. Yeah, I was like, man, we'll have to go check that out. But you know, it's there's just something profound, in my opinion, when the Lord works in someone's life to bring them home. And you know, to be honest, and we were talking about this maybe last week during the break. You know, one of the challenges for me is, I get equal parts excited and a little bit sad because, you know, when I think about my home and I think about the area that I primarily identify with, I think of Slavic Village in Garfield Heights, Ohio. And, you know, like I don't get to go back and do this work. I didn't know Jesus back then, you know. And so I would just encourage everyone who's listening to really process through the idea that God wanted you to hear this message today. He wanted you to hear the story of a native son coming home. And perhaps that's ultimately going to kindle something in your mind to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? But I would also think that it may awaken in you a desire and a responsibility to respond to God's call to help Art, to help the Journey Church. Because if we do this, and I think if we do it in a kingdom way, the thing that I get really excited about is, you know, God has placed Art in secular employment. And yet when he does this kingdom kind of living, people ask questions. Why are these churches helping? Why'd you do it that way? And he talks about the hope of the gospel.
Yeah.
And when outsiders look at churches coming together and saying, this is a good thing. We need to talk about this. We need to shed light on this. We need to talk about the holistic nature of the gospel. These are questions that the unbelieving world looks in and says, "Why? Wow, that's different. That's not what I would have expected. Why are you talking about it that way?" We talk about the hope of the gospel. Mm. And I just want to remind, lastly, my brothers and sisters in this region who think about the church and they're primarily just thinking about suburban America, I just want to remind you of how diverse the kingdom of God is. That when we have the opportunity to worship our Heavenly Father, all standing before him, every tribe, every nation, every tongue will have representation. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that there are more Christians on the continent of Africa than there are human beings in the United States today.
Yeah.
The largest church in the world is Eastern. It's not Western.
Yeah.
So make sure that you understand and you appreciate that our God is on the move.
Yeah.
And it might feel like it's post-Christianity here in Buffalo, and there's reason to understand and feel that way, but he's not done here.
Amen. Yeah.
If he was done here, he wouldn't bring a native son home.
That's right.
And I'm excited about that. Art, appreciate you coming in today. I'm grateful for the friendship, I look forward to growing that with you over the years.
Yeah.
That was Pastor Ryan Cozy talking, and joining us in studio alongside, sitting right alongside us today is Pastor Art Hall. And I think it's a unique metaphor that we're all sitting here together at the table, because as we come to the table for the sake of the gospel in the city, and Ryan's right. I mean, to bring to your point, there's actually more Christians in China than there are in the United States, than there are people. Mm-hmm. In the United States. And so just every tribe, every nation, every tongue, we should celebrate the beauty of the gospel.
Yeah.
How boring it would be if it was just white, because white people are kind of boring, really. So they kind of are. I mean, we don't really have a lot of fun. No, but and it's just, to me, it's cool. And it's cool to, Ryan, thank you too for setting this up with Pastor Art to come in, because I love meeting people and, you know, kind of just expanding our understanding of what God is doing, particularly on the east side over at in Bailey Avenue with the Journey Church. And so if you're interested in finding out more, Pastor Art, one more time, on Facebook, it's the at symbol.
At the Journey, the number 4, Buffalo.
And go like their Facebook page because it kind of boosts people, you know, paying attention to them and seeing what's going on because it's important, you know, as they begin their journey at Journey Church they get more and more attention so that they can do more and more for the kingdom of God. This is Christ Together Radio. We're glad you joined us this week and every week. Check us out Saturdays at 9 a.m., noon on Sundays, also online at WDCXradio.com. For Ryan Cozy, I'm Brett Larson. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.